Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 325, Confederacies, etc. There are men in the church and in the world who have educated themselves to practice fraud, and for this they will be brought into judgment. Men have chosen to stand, not under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel, but under the rebel flag to do the works of a rebellious prince. They may have sold their souls for money. They may have taken their lord's money to purchase wheat and the facilities whereby poor men live, that they may extort from the lord's creatures the highest prices. They make for themselves princely fortunes. But for all this the Lord says he will bring them into judgment. In God's sight such a man has made himself an outcast. He has sold his soul for that which he may lose at any time. He has worshipped an idol. Covetousness was his sin, and the means needed to bless humanity has become to him the greatest curse. God does not design that men shall appropriate all that the earth produces for their own selfish purposes. He calls upon them to bring their tithes and offerings into his storehouse, that there may be meat in his house. In India, China, Russia, and the cities of America, thousands of men and women are dying of starvation. The moneyed men, because they have the power, control the market. They purchase at low rates all they can obtain, and then sell at greatly increased prices. This means starvation to the poorer classes, and will result in a civil war. There will be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Many shall be purified, and made white, and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. This, James 5 verses 1-6, just quoted, is the state of the world today. Men are grasping at all they can possibly obtain, paying their laborers the lowest prices, while they expect the highest prices themselves. Selfishness, avariciousness, and covetousness, which is idolatry, are cherished. Thousands of dollars are locked up, where they are of no use to anyone. Those who own this money live in a state of continual worry lest they will lose their treasure. Thus the Lord's entrusted capital fails to bring an increase to him. God says, put it out to usury. Use it to benefit, and bless someone who in his turn will benefit someone else. By the blessing of God, money put into circulation to help others steadily increases, multiplying itself. I am instructed to say that, from all the light given me of God, the subscribing of names to papers that fasten minds under the control of other minds, and bind people to the institutions at Battle Creek, is not after God's order. We see a power and kingship manifested in the management of the medical missionary and health food business which cannot be approved. The burden of this food work is not placed upon Dr. Kellogg alone. The responsibility and control of this work are not to be confined to one man or one group of men. I have been instructed that God will work upon human minds, and will give to men in various places ability to produce health foods. By His Holy Spirit the Lord will guide His workers in the preparation of foods, and improvements will constantly be made. The profits on these foods are to be used for the good of suffering humanity everywhere, as cases may require. The income from the foods is not to be confined to the use of the sanitariums. There are other interests that will need to be sustained. The health foods are now regarded as of man's originating, and if any other productions are made, the thought arises, are they not infringing on our rights? But the health foods are of God's originating, as a blessing to His people. They are not to be bound about and held under the control of the powers at Battle Creek, as their special property. This business is God's property, and He will give enlightenment to other human agencies for its development. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are not to follow the principle of wealthy worldly men of buying up and storing the whole supply of a food product, and then making people pay a high price for it, for thus the poor are made to suffer.